Tad Yoder is the only trooper at Wrangell's Post. He's responsible for everything from taking out the garbage, maintaining vessels, and filing charges in complex court cases. Yoder received the 2023 Trooper of the Year Award for the Southern Detachment, which represents about half of the state.
The list of the responsibilities is endless. Trooper Yoder not only maintains a one trooper post, but he also excels at each facet of his job.
Colonel Bernard Chastain presented Yoder with the award. He is the director of the Alaska Wildlife Troopers Division. Chastain says Yoder's traits were showcased when he began to investigate notorious commercial crab fishermen.
In June, the report came in, and this boat had arrived in Wrangell. Trooper Yoder made observations of the vessel and the crew. He gained evidence to show that the captain of the vessel was violating his conditions of release from a prior domestic violence assault arrest.
Yoder also received an Accommodation for Bravery Award for how he responded during the deadly landslide in November.
Throughout the 10-plus day natural disaster response, Trooper Yoder worked tirelessly, not only as a dedicated trooper, but also as a member of this close-knit community. As other troopers arrived in the days following, Trooper Yoder continued to be instrumental in search efforts. Overall coordination, recovery of victims, and public safety with a visible sense of determination and security.
Yoder was then given a going-away plaque to recognize his efforts in Wrangell. He and his family will be transferring to Ketchikan in late February. In response, Yoder expressed gratitude for everyone in the room and talked about how quickly he and his family were welcomed in Wrangell in 2021.
He just really brought a sense of welcoming, community, and he really set, you know, our time here in Wrangell up for success, and I really appreciate that. It's a bittersweet moment to move on.
Yoder's wife, Sabrina, says she knew for a few months about the award and had to keep it a secret from the kids until the day of because they cannot keep secrets. However, Yoder's oldest son, Cyrus, who is 11, was in on it.
I was the second one in our family to find out, and it's been so hard to keep it a secret from him. I was so excited for him, and then we were finally here just waiting. It's been waiting for so long. And then when he finally got it, I was like, you see? That's what we've been all excited about.
Chastain, the director of the Wildlife Division, has been a trooper for almost 26 years, so he knows what it takes to stick with a tough job.
It takes a toll over the years. It's a hard job.
He helped honor Sergeant Cody Litster for 2 decades of service. Litster is one of Petersburg Wildlife Troopers. Captain Derek DeGraff, who oversees the Southern Detachment, presented the award.
20 years of service, that's a huge milestone. Thank you. Just because you can retire doesn't mean you should retire.
Yep.
Thank you for your hard work down here.
After the ceremony, Litster said he's not retiring anytime soon.
I'm still having fun doing what I'm doing, so there's no reason to leave. Yeah, you'll see me around for a while.
The state trooper officials also awarded another Petersburg trooper. Josh Spann was honored for saving a life on March 1st of last year. He administered Narcan, a medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses. Chastain spoke about Spann's good work.
Trooper Spann's actions in recognizing the need to administer Narcan and the decision to administer subsequent doses preserved life. His actions reflect great credit upon himself and the Division of Alaska Wildlife Troopers and the Department of Public Safety, and this is signed by Commissioner James Cockrell. So, congratulations.
Although Spann accepted the award, he recognized it was for a not-so-great reason.
I guess it's a bittersweet thing because, it's an unfortunate circumstance, but it's also good to be recognized. So it's good and bad.
Chastain said the awards given in Wrangell help recognize just some of the great work that troopers do every day. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.